Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise your name. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise your name. I praise your name.
Come before his presence with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. He is good. Let's sing this morning. I think most of you know it by heart, but it's page 52 in our hymnals. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. The great doxology. Let's sing that this morning together. And could we stand as we sing this? Let's sing it together in praise to the Lord. If you know it, you don't even have to open to it. But if you need the words, all together, let's sing it.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Would you pray with us this morning, please?
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are worthy of our praise.
Yes.
God, Jesus, when we come this morning, we give you the fruit of our lips.
Yes.
Jesus, that you might be delighted in our praise.
Yes. Yes.
God, that it might be a sweet, sweet sound to your ears.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. Oh, God, that you be with us this morning. We thank you for your presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Across the page 53. Come thou almighty King. Let's remain standing and sing it together. All together.
Come thou
conference. Everyone who's here for the youth conference. Second verse.
Come thou incarnate word, gird on
us youngsters who are not here for the youth conference, let's sing the third verse together.
Come, Holy Comforter.
Together, here we go.
To the great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore, his sovereign majesty may we in glory sing, and to
thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated. As I often share with our church at home, you know what is a good, what's a good response this morning? He is risen. Did you know that? He is risen. Wait a minute. It's not Easter. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the first day of the week. That's why we worship on Sunday morning. It's why we worship on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, because we commemorate the fact that our God is alive, that Jesus is alive. In our church, we'll often say, he is risen. And everybody responds, he is... Oh, you know it? Oh, you know it? Come on, I didn't know if you even came to my church. Do it. He is risen.
He is risen.
Aren't you glad we serve a living God? Aren't you glad we're not here just worshiping some nice, fanciful idea or something that happened many, many years ago? But he is alive. He's alive. He walks with us. He talks with us. He tells us that we are his own. We worship a living Savior this morning. He's here. His presence is here. Let him manifest himself to you. Let him make himself real to you this morning. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Come, thou almighty King. Help us, thy name to sing. We worship him here. And then I love how that song ends. And to eternity. Love and adore. We worship him now. We worship him here. And we will worship him throughout all of eternity. And we're going to talk more about worship later. But I wish, could the choir sing for us now? Can we hear a beautiful song that you've prepared for us? Let's hear the choir. Come on.